This is Audible.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Princess Saves Herself in This One by Amanda Lovelace. Read by the author.
For the boy who lived, thank you for inspiring me to be the girl who survived. You may have a lightning bolt to show for it, but my body is a lightning storm. Trigger warning. This book contains sensitive material relating to child abuse, intimate partner abuse, bullying, sexual assault, self-harm, eating disorders, queer phobia, menstruation, alcoholism, racism, trauma, death, suicide, grief, cancer, fire, and possibly more. Remember to practice self-care before, during, and after listening. Warning 1. This is not a fairy tale. There is no princess. There is no damsel. There is no queen. There is no tower. There are no dragons. There is simply a girl faced with the difficult task of learning to believe in herself. Warning 2. Happy ending ahead. Here lie the raw, unpolished, and mostly disjointed pieces of my soul. Ah, life. The thing that happens to us while we're off somewhere else, blowing on dandelions and wishing ourselves into the pages of our favorite fairy tales. Once upon a time. 1. The princess. The princess. No. I was born a little book mad. I could be found stroking the spines of my books while I sat locked alone inside my tower. No. Bedroom. All the while, I hoped my books would spill their exquisite words over the lush green carpet so I could collect them one by one and savor them like berries inside my mouth. Forever a collector of words. When I had no friends, I reached inside my beloved books and sculpted some out of 12-point Times New Roman. And it was almost good enough. The little girl isn't listening to you. She's way too busy staring out the window, fantasizing about a world of magical accidents, flying envelopes, screeching owls, adoring giants, brooms that do more than sweep, friends who are always loyal, and a train that will take her to an enchanted place. Far, far, far away from here. Put under a lifelong spell. The queen, no, my mother, smiled as she offered a cube of sugar in her upturned palm. Greedily, I accepted. I reached inside my mouth, delicately placing one, just one, on the center of my tongue, and I clamped down. Salt. That is what abuse is. Knowing you are going to get salt, but still hoping for sugar for 19 years. You may be gone, but I still have a stomach ache. One night, the princess, no. I, no. The princess, no. I, no. The princess, no. I, no. The princess woke to feel her castle rocking, back and forth, 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 back and forth. At first she thought a hurricane must be brewing, but she was wrong. Where do all the memories go? The ones we hide away with lock and key, yet continue to shape us all the same. Did it really happen if I can't remember it? At 11 years old, the doctor weighed me, and afterward, my mother told me I was too fat and that I needed to go on a diet immediately. For an entire year, food barely passed through my lips. I did not even allow myself to take a sip of water because I wanted to be so thin that I could blow away with the slightest breeze, disappear. I dropped 60 pounds in a few short months, and I had to wear long sleeves to cover up my only catharsis. Everybody told me how good I looked, though. There are some mothers who will warn you to never, ever, ever, ever touch the stove. But there are some mothers who will drag you right to it, kicking and screaming, laughing as they watch the flames lick at your fingertips. When you're taught to see the world through fire, nothing looks safe. Friend request from A. The girl who said you were ugly. B. The girl who said your voice was off-key. C. The girl who refused to defend you. D. The girl who laughed at you behind your back and to your face. E. The girl who took your lunch money every day because she said you didn't need to eat. F. The girl who said you were fat even after you starved yourself half to death. G. The girl who was supposed to be your best friend. H. All of the above. Keep pressing ignore, lovely. Fat. Adjective. 1. A descriptive word. It has no deeper meaning. It should not determine the worth, or lack thereof, of a human being. What I know now that I wish I knew then. Sticks and stones never broke my bones, but words made me starve myself until you could see all of them. Skin and bone. My sister and I spent our nights wishing upon the plastic, glow-in-the-dark stars plastered to our ceiling. We made it after all. There was never enough alcohol to keep my mother warm in a house as cold as this. But you kept trying, didn't you? You should never love anything more than you love your own children. You should never love anyone more than you love your own children. How could you? Now that I think about it, she always did make sure I was watching while she pried the balloon out of my hand and let it float away. There were five girls who shared every part of themselves, blood and secrets and lovers and even a diary. But a girl can only bleed so much before she meets her demise. I'll see you in California. How can someone be too young to be in love when we were crafted from ocean waves and starlight? Young love. One morning I woke up with my favorite wizard boy sheets sticky with the blood I begged would never come. And suddenly, it was like my body was no longer my own, but everyone else's. Not much has changed since then. My first kiss. Tackled, pinned down, a mouth repeating, no, no, No. After. Bruises and the unmistakable taste of blood. I will never forgive you. You have been the star of each and every one of my nightmares. You left, but you stayed. I'm sorry if I wasn't the daughter you had in mind. I only ever wanted to make you proud. 1. The sight of red ribbon spooling underneath the stinging bite of steel. 2. The once too tight jeans hanging off my body. 2 unexpected reliefs for a girl. It is strange how sisters can be saviors or strangers, and sometimes a bit of both. Sisters. There were some secrets that threatened to chip away at my porcelain pieces, but felt necessary to keep myself whole. I didn't know anything. Silence has always been my loudest scream. The princess counts. 1. The scabs on her knees. 2. The number of sky-high swings. 3. The books on her shelves. 4. The loose threads on her shirt. 5. The letters in her words. 6. The tiles on the ceiling. 7. The seconds that pass her by. 8. The missed homework assignments. 9. The hours till she'll crawl back into bed. 10. The pounds on the scale. 11. The number of times she chews. 12. The light echoes of her steps. 13. The tally marks drawn on her body. 14. The strands of hair that fall out. 15. The stars that dim. And then she starts over. 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 Birds can't fly away when you clip one of their wings. You weren't satisfied with just clipping one of my wings. You tore both out from the root to make sure I could never fly anywhere ever again. Mother and daughter. Since I couldn't have my wings, I wore the fake ones dipped in gold glitter. A wannabe fairy in Converse. There came a time when poetry showed me how to bleed without the demand of blood. My most loyal lover. I used to think I was broken because I never once spent my daydreams plucking swollen pomegranates from someone else's tree. Then I learned that society is broken, not me. Watching the house that was my sanctuary and my hell go up in flames was bittersweet, but mostly just sweet. A confession. If a house does not automatically make a home, then a body doesn't automatically make a home either. I've always felt like a stranger in my skin. She begins tearing the pages from the spines of her favorite books and frantically stuffs wads of words into her mouth, praying it's true that you become what you eat, while she sucks the flavor of ink from her blackened fingertips. Can't I just be a paper girl with a paper life? You may not have left many bruises on my skin, but you left giant blackberry bruises all over my soul. I still wonder who I would have been. The princess locked herself away in the highest tower, hoping a knight in shining armor would come to her rescue. I didn't realize I could be my own knight. to the damsel. The damsel let the dragon swoop down and steal her away from the ugliness of her world. Unbeknownst to her, she was only trading one tower for another. The wickedest liars of all. I'm not scared of the monsters hidden underneath my bed. I'm much more scared of the boys with messy brown hair, sleepy eyes, and mouths that only know how to form half-truths. My dragons. Remember when you told me you wrote that beautiful song for me and only me, your only one? Well, I'm willing to bet you don't remember that you had already showed it to me, saying it was for her. You were in love with the idea of love, not me. Promises whispered in the rain will be washed away. Right down the fucking drain. I was the one thing he had to deny. The beautiful truth within his terrible lie. Who knew such a young heart could shatter? When my dragon with the green eyes left, I took a knife and cut off all my long, pretty hair, taking away the only thing he ever loved about me. Over before it began. I could just eat you up. From the insatiable mouth of the big bad wolf. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves her. He loves her not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves her. He loves her not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves her. He loves her not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves her. He loves her not. He loves me. He loves me not. I ran out of petals. Blood runs wherever his fingertips graze me. My steel and thorns. For a time, it seemed to me that we were starlight touched, failing to realize that we were actually star-crossed. The stars were never on our side. He was made of fire, and I was made of ice. I came too close to his flame, and he melted me with his embers, reducing me down to a puddle. With time, I froze over again, but I was never quite the same. A fragile, watery imitation of what once was. Where was my fear of fire when it came to you? I hate you. His version of I love you. When it finally came time for him to leave, he packed up all my poetry in a suitcase and took it with him. First my heart, then my words. He promised to fix me, and he left me more shattered than I had been before. But now I've got gold in the cracks. I have to believe the day will come where I don't flinch whenever I hear his name. Some names will always be cursed. I have so much love to give, but no one ever wants it. A cup overfilled. If love is a battlefield, then I must have forgotten all of my armor at home. A war I never agreed to fight. In all my dreams, I could find myself picking my teeth out of the carpet. What does Dream Dictionary say? My mom told the nice doctor she was seeing starbursts in her eyes, and they were almost beautiful to her, like the 4th of July had decided to come early. The doctor hesitated before breaking the news to her. Those aren't stars. It's cancer. 40 years a smoker. It was while we were drinking our usual late-night coffee Without a tremble in that gravelly voice of hers, she turned to me and said, her last dying wish was for me to spread her ashes over the ocean so she could finally go back home. A mermaid escapist. When your mother begins to forget your name, you begin to wonder if you exist at all. Stage 4 terminal. You will think your parents are shatterproof, until one day you find out they aren't. What it really means to lose your innocence. I'm sick to death of everyone telling me how strong I am. Me? Strong? I only act strong because it's the only distraction I have from the thoughts of my inevitable motherless life. A feather disguised as steel. Everyone urges me to hold on to my dreams to pass the time. But what happens when your dreams are nightmares stuck on repeat, repeat, repeat? Please wake me up. Who will I be without her? How can I be without her? Irony. When your healthy and intelligent and strikingly beautiful sister dies less than a month before your terminally ill mother. Nobody realized you were just as sick. Minutes before your mother made the death call, I smelled your warm vanilla perfume, and my mouth filled with the taste of dirt. Death is one of the senses. Children are not meant to die before their parents. I was not meant to grow older than my eldest sister. We were meant to be four sisters, not three. You were not meant to be a can of ashes on your mother's bedside table. After all, you were the one who always burned the brightest. Fate is a fucking lie. The worst part is never being able to know if it was a suicide or not. The truth will free me. She once made a promise to save me, when all along, we should have been saving her from herself. Please come back. Sister, wherever you are now, I hope there is a beach. Starfish will always remind me of you. I hold the seashell up to my ear, not with the anticipation of hearing the crash of the ocean waves, but with the crushing hope of catching even the smallest note of your voice one last time, immortalized by a voicemail. Fuck you, Cancer, for taking away the possibility of the mother I will never, ever get to have now. 11-3-10. I was the one who found your body. You were nowhere to be found. Mouth opened wide enough to suck all the oxygen from the room. Wide enough to plant lilies in. Wide enough to have been calling my name. That is, if only you remembered it. I want to forget, forget, forget. Your death certificate makes the claim that you died on November 3rd at 3:03 a.m. That is a lie. You died long before that. 3 isn't my lucky number anymore. When a loved one dies, they say you should open a window to let out that final wheezing breath so their soul can be set free. But hers is still here with me, night after night after night. She pounds her fists on the walls of my dreams, begging for me to tell her the way out. The other side. One funeral. Tears of grief for a life lost too young, too soon. A tragedy. The other. Tears of relief for a suffering that lasted far too long, a mercy. And yet both hollowed me out. For the better half of a year, I was terrified every time the phone rang in case it was another death call. Three more would come. Everyone I love leaves. How many funerals can someone attend before they turn 19? The cursed family. I never expected death to be my most faithful companion, but she is the only one who will come without having to be asked. The only one who will never leave. Grief clung to her like an old, itchy, faded, ill-fitting, hand-me-down dress. Death wound itself around her bones like a piece of red ribbon. An image. A girl with bruises underneath her eyes from sleeping too much or too little. A girl with a broken-hearted cat permanently cradled in her arms. A girl ignoring the piles of treasured books surrounding all sides of her. A girl unable to bring herself to cry, because if she finally cries, then that means it really happened. Is there such a thing as Dead Mother's Day? Months after my mom died, I found the book she was reading last with a yellowing receipt still tucked inside, marking her place, and it finally hit me. You will never get to finish this particular book. You will never get to start or finish another book ever again. You will never get to see me graduate from college. You will never meet the love of my life. You will never be there for my wedding. You will never read these words. We will never, ever, ever, ever sit on the back porch and swap ghost stories over steaming coffee mugs ever, ever, ever again. And I try to imagine what you would say if I told you I haven't been able to laugh in the longest time, because whenever I do, someone tells me I sound just like you. But I guess these are just the kinds of things I'll have to bottle up and give to you later. Forever a collector of words, too. So many hours, days, months, years of my life were wasted making sure I was hollow. I'm terrified down to my very roots that there are parts of myself that can never be filled. Sometimes I think it would be better if someone cut the whole tree down and started anew. She won't stop haunting me. My ghost. He won't stop hunting me. My ghost too. Fuck the idea that there is such a thing as destiny. That there exists some kind of mysterious master plan. That there is a God who simply does not give us anything we cannot handle. The pain did not make me a better person. It did not teach me not to take anything for granted. It did not teach me anything except how to be afraid to love anyone. I am far too young to be so goddamn broken, and if I could go back in time and give myself her childhood back, I would. What was the point? Maybe I find it so hard to believe in heaven, because I don't know if there will be poetry there. Legitimate concerns of a mortal. I had a big smile on my face as I burned the bridges to all the things I could not repair. Does the smoke still choke you? It took losing him to finally find myself. It took losing him a second time to be sure of myself. That was my first act of self-love. I would thank you, but we both know you don't deserve it. Who would I have been without the inspiration behind my demons? Probably not a poet. I am caught between mourning you and thinking your death saved me. Will you ever be able to forgive me? The princess jumped from the tower, and she learned that she could fly all along. She never needed those wings. 3. The Queen. Once upon a time, the princess rose from the ashes her dragon lovers made of her, and crowned herself the motherfucking queen of herself. How's that for a happily ever after? In my mind's eye, I always see you sitting by yourself at the kitchen table, smoking your cigarette and drinking your coffee, and wanting to be anywhere else but here with us. Were you set free? Maybe we will meet again in another place. A place where forgiveness grows as lovely as the tomatoes you used to grow in your garden. The shiny red hope that gets me through late nights. 3 generations of women sit around the enormous kitchen table. Some hunched over cups of coffee, some hunched over cups of tea. Despite our many differences, we are all laughing so hard that the thunder outside must compete with us. She can't sit here with us anymore, and I'm sure we can all feel the heaviness of her absence. But even when every chair is taken and everyone else has to stand, it still feels like there will always be a space for her. Your energy cannot be destroyed. When my mother died, I finally got to meet my father, who I had seen every day for 19 years. It's true what they say. The weight of shared grief can either bring you together or drive you apart. It's never too late for a relationship. When you choose to sit upon a throne made up of lies and the bodies of the people who mistakenly thought they could trust you, the only thing left to do is fall. But I bet it was fun while it lasted. Whatever will you do when everyone stops believing your red lipstick-stained lies? Friends can break your heart too. Oh, I bet you regret making an enemy out of me. One back, 2 knives. You can hate me forever if that's what you really want. But friends don't just let friends turn into sleepy dragons. Not when the claw marks were as fresh as mine were. Hurting others is a choice. I wonder how many times you touched her and had to pretend it was me. Does it still sting? I hope you treat her better than you ever treated me. You can have my forgiveness, but you can't have me. Please, believe me when I say revenge was never my intention, but it still tastes sweeter than honey. You brought the needle, and I brought the thread. We meant to mend our 2 broken hearts, but we ended up stitching them together. If he was my cup of tea, then you are my cup of coffee. Tea simply isn't enough for me sometimes, but coffee can get me through anything. Did I make you up? Before he left, he wrapped my heart in layers of briars and barbed wire to make sure that no one else could ever get in, but you were more than willing to bloody your hands for me. You never even got pricked. His talent. He never once had to use his hands to touch each and every part of me. He could touch me across highways. Somehow, my soul knew your soul before we ever had the chance to meet. It was like coming home after a long, long day. I would say you held the key to my heart, but you never needed it. From the beginning, I knew I could leave it unlocked for you. 1. He calls me gorgeous. 2. He reads all my favorite books and then asks for more. 3. He knows exactly how to make my coffee. Light and sweet, just like you, I always joke to him. 4. He asks me how I am doing every single day, and he genuinely cares to hear the answer. 5. Best of all, I know he will still love me when he wakes up tomorrow morning. 5 things you made me think weren't possible. I say to him, we will always have our Octobers, even when everything else fades. He opens me up like a book and poured the poetry back into me, my personal pen and paper. A list of red things. 1. His hair. 2. Our lips. 3. My nails. 4. Our breath. 5. My sheets. Worth the wait. Flowers grow wherever his fingertips graze me. My sun and rain. This. You and me. A fading October afternoon. The biting chill filling up the air. Noses turning rosy at the tips. Drinking our two sweet coffees. Pinkies hooked together. Forgetting everything and everyone else. This. 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 10, 13, 12. My boy. He is even better than books. Fiction has nothing on you. Meteors could begin spontaneously pouring from the twilight sky, and he wouldn't look even half as amazed as he does when he hears my laugh. You make me feel like I'm a phenomenon. It only takes a single word from you to make me feel like I could command the world's armies and rule over queendoms and direct the oceans and finally defeat the winter light. I am strong enough for anything. I am so glad we were born during the same lifetime. I may not believe in fate, but I believe in you. I need your lazy, coffee-drinking mornings. I need your famous French toast. I need your pumpkin-picking afternoons. I need your footsteps following me as I browse the bookstore, again. I need your clothes strewn all over my, no, our floor. I need your sidelong looks only I understand. I need your comfortably quiet midnight moments. I need all of it. You're the real poem, darling. His smile makes my bones ache, a pain I welcome. When I see your light pieces with my dark pieces, I begin to understand why they say opposites attract. Kia Roscuro. In winter, it's the snowflakes. In spring, it's the raindrops. In summer, it's the flower petals. In autumn, it's the leaves. All these things will eventually fall, but not one of them will fall as hard as I do for you when I wake up every morning. All the clichés were written with us in mind. I am so sorry for all the times the darkling dragon demon living inside my darkest corners came roaring out flames ready, hellbent on extinguishing all the light in you. Please don't leave. The constellation of stars scattered across his back is the map that guides me home each time I find myself lost. You are my home. 1. A well-loved book. 2. A cool, overcast day. 3. A mug of coffee. 4. A warm blanket. 5. You. The only things I need to feel free. He did not teach me how to love myself, but he was the bridge that helped me get here. I thank the universe every day for you. He walked me down the bridge, marked with our names, got down on one knee, and opened up my favorite book, the one with the beautiful princess and her own beloved book on the cover. Inside, I found a tiny, perfect amethyst hope. 'Twill forever keep. I let myself know that my life doesn't have to be over just because theirs are, and I went ahead and painted the sun back into my sky. I am allowed to live my life. What are you going to do with your English degree? I plan to crack open the skulls of the masses and plant a colorful garden in every brain. No. I am going to lace together a necklace of words for everyone I meet. No. For once in my life, I am going to make sure someone finally hears me. No. I don't know. And it's okay not to know. Fiction. The ocean I dive headfirst into when I can no longer breathe in reality. A mermaid escapist too. Over the decades, her books became such a part of her that the ink somehow escaped her veins and bloomed her favorite words and images onto her skin. Now the world would have no doubt. She was the page-bound girl. Page to skin. When I die, do not waste a minute mourning me. I may go, but I will leave behind all my 1,001 lives. A book-mad girl never dies. All of the oceans and galaxies did not conspire together to create me just so I could reproduce for you. Startling fact number 1. I would like to eat even just one meal without feeling ashamed. Healing is ongoing. I would like to look into a mirror without immediately looking away. Healing is ongoing too. If I ever have a daughter, the first thing I will teach her to love will be the word no, and I will not let her feel guilty for using it. No is short for fuck off. They say they only want flowers to grow from my mouth, so I will look them dead in the eye as I shove soft petals past my lips, chew with my jaw completely unhinged, and spit them down at their feet. I will never be your expectations of me. I am a tigress who has earned her softer than velvet stripes. An ode to my stretch marks. I am a lioness who is no longer afraid to let the world hear her roar. An ode to me. I hope you can find it in your heart to be proud of the woman I have become in spite of you. Still hoping for sugar instead of salt. And the dragon came flying back to the girl, as dragons often do, expecting to find the damaged damsel he left behind so long ago. He was horrified to find the mighty queen standing before him. After all, only queens have the power to vanquish dragons like him. He dared to seat himself upon the throne she built with her own two hands, and tell her she would never be strong enough to rule on her own. The queen looked right into the dragon's face as she laughed at his silly words, then unleashed upon him the fire dancing in her palms. Sugar, spice, and fire. I will take the blood-tipped thorns they stuck in you, and from them I will teach you how to weave together the crown you deserve. You are stronger than I will ever know. 4. You. Raid your library. Read everything you can get your hands on, and then some. Go on. Collect words and polish them up until they shine like starlight in your palm. Make words your finest weapons, a gold-hilted sword to cut your enemies down. A survival plan of sorts. If poetry is a house overcome with flames, then I'm running back into it to save each and every word so I can pass them along to you. Words should save, not burn. Trees have words the wind cannot carry, so we must write on them their stories until there are none left for them to tell. Write the story. Write the story. Push your hands into the dirtiest parts of yourself. Take the rot and decay and turn it into nourishment and life. Water it and sing to it and show it sunlight. Grow a beautiful garden from your aching and teach yourself how to thrive from it. Write your story. The sign you've been waiting for. 1. Fill in the blank. Poetry is anything you want it to be. If you don't want to end up in someone else's poem, then maybe you should start treating people better for a change. An unapologetic poet. When you live in New York or New Jersey, it is almost a rite of passage when someone jumps in front of your train. The first thought is always, I'm going to be late for work. It is never, what a tragedy she felt that there was no other way out. But it is. It is a fucking tragedy when the world does not stop for you, even when you give it every last drop of your blood. I never learned your name, but you matter to me. I walk to where the road meets the sidewalk. A man comes up to me, begging me to let him know if I see any family photos on the muddy, littered ground. He doesn't care that his home has been reduced to a pile of rubble, that he has lost every last stitch of clothing, every last book, every last electronic. He just wants a way to remember. Hurricane Sandy. There is not enough rainwater in all the skies to rinse the innocent blood from your hands. Their lives will always matter. You were sent down from the stars exactly the way you were supposed to be. The way you would love, the way you would lust, and the way you would find your wings. And no one should have been given the power to take that away from you. You deserve your pulse. A world where all human beings are taken care of shouldn't be called a revolutionary way of life, and yet, it is. Burn. We are the generation you gave participant trophies to. We are the generation you made wear helmets, elbow pads, and knee pads. We are the generation you gave censored CDs and PG movies to. We are the generation you spent years overprotecting then through to the wolves. Now, we are the generation running on nothing but coffee and 3 hours of sleep. We are the generation working minimum wage jobs with college degrees. We are the generation making just enough money to survive. We are the generation you didn't want to see fail, then ensured that we did. Millennials. Emily, I often find myself wondering if you are still out there trying to find yourself by candlelight. Is Sylvia there beside you, guiding the way with the old brag of her beating heart? Does Virginia have a room all her own? And what about Harriet and Anne and Harper? Does a woman ever find her peace? Or is death our only feather-covered hope? I'll be there with matches. Your hips will try to burst through your skin. Your thighs will try to grow together like a mermaid's tail. A soft garden will try to sprout on your legs, and between your legs, on your upper lip, on your armpits, etc. No, you are not just here to be sexy for him. The world begins and ends when you say so. What they don't want you to know. Food is not the enemy. Society is. If you ever look at your reflection and feel the desire to tell yourself you're not good enough, beautiful enough, skinny enough, curvy enough, then I think it's about time you smash that mirror to bits. Don't you? Use those fragments to make stepping stones to your own self-love. I'm pretty sure you have stardust running through those veins. Women are some kind of magic. 1. You will come across people who simply cannot wait to watch you fail. 2. There will be many times in which you will fail miserably. 3. But your failures are just what happened. They don't have to be who you are. 4. All you can do is take those mistakes and use them as fertilizer to help you grow. 5. You have to keep moving forward no matter what their voices say. This life is still worth living. The leaves are going to change. The leaves are going to spiral to the ground. The leaves are going to return better than ever before. And darling, so are you. So are you. Autumn certainties. You are not obligated to have children just because your body has that capability. You are so, so, so much more than the possibility of children. You give birth to oceans every single day. Your friendly neighborhood, man-hater and child-eater. Be a mermaid. Be a mermaid who doesn't settle for making a small splash. Be a mermaid who doesn't stop until she makes tidal waves. Be a mermaid who knows to stop before she devastates the world with her tsunamis. Don't allow the world to take your kindness. You did absolutely nothing to deserve it. Fuck rape culture. Repeat after me. You owe no one your forgiveness. Except maybe yourself. The love some girls have for other girls is so gentle and so soft and so fucking beautiful. And these girls deserve to have better stories than the ones where they are murdered because they love with too much of their hearts. Love is never a weakness. The only thing required to be a woman is to identify as one. Period. End of story. Your happiness comes before anyone else's happiness. the real meaning of self-respect. Just because they don't hit you doesn't mean it isn't abuse. Wouldn't you think it a crime to look up at the night sky and tell the stars that they have no sparkle? Guess what? You shine brighter than all the starlight there has ever been or ever will be. Emotional abuse is still abuse. You're right. You tried and you tried and you tried and then you tried some more. But maybe they just don't have it in them to love you after all. Now I ask you, so fucking what? The only love you need is your own. You deserve someone who makes you feel like the otherworldly creature you are. Yourself. Be wary of the boys who only ever tell half-truths. Because they will only ever be half in love with you. Slay those dragons. Make no mistake, there will be dragons. What they don't know is that you will always be ready with coal wedged between your lips and a match poised between your fingers. Here is the vital difference between you. They burn to kill, but you burn to survive. May they never underestimate you again. When someone offers to save you, make it your mission to save yourself. I believe in you. The end. Dearest listener, you have now reached the end of my story. I want to thank you for going on this exhausting journey with me. Please know that for every word you heard, it gets that much easier for me to breathe. Amanda Lovelace. Pending. Your own happy ending. You'll get there. Special acknowledgements. 1. My sun and rain, who believed I could write this even when I didn't. 2. My father, who probably didn't know I was a writer, but will hopefully be proud of me for writing this. 3. My sister Savior, who wouldn't imagine giving up on me even in the darkest of times. 4. The rest of my family, who always encouraged me to keep moving forward even if it meant pushing me out of my comfort zone. 5. My beta readers, Christine, Mira, Danica, Shauna, Rob, Mason, Lauren, and Michaela, who cried while reading this and, most important, pointed out my inconsistencies and corrected most of my grammar mistakes.
The Princess Saves Herself in This One was written and read by Amanda Lovelace. It was recorded by Catherine Cook at CDM Sound Studios in New York. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. The Associate Producer was Elliot Rombach. The Princess Saves Herself in This One was produced and directed by Taryn Acobiato. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, The Witch Doesn't Burn in This One, by Amanda Lovelace. Read by the author.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.